everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the Minionese singing contest, the Great American Fair being a Great American flop, who is the Beyonce of the Teletubbies, plus who to call for bottoming lessons. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Buenos dias.
I really wanted to start with wah.
What is wah in Espanol?
I think pretty that.
I don't know.
It's somehow this. It's the same. It's the same noise, but with J's.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sure. Yes. Well, we are a bilingual podcast officially, and actually, I'm getting word. Hold on, Guten. Oh my God, we're trilingual. Und mein God.
Und
mein God. Und ein me adge. Ich pay atenlay.
What's Gaga saying? What's Gaga say? Und sind im Bounce bin Claire.
Who is Claire? Who was Claire in Scheiße? Who was Claire?
When she says "un bunce dan Claire," I always thought of Claire Dunphy from Modern Family because that was of the same time. They were the same era.
Okay.
That album came out while that show was airing.
Okay.
So bunce dan Claire.
Okay, that's cool, Corey. Yes, and
did you say cool, Corey?
I did.
Damn.
Oh my God. Okay, so we have German, we have Pig Latin, we have Espanol, we have English. Do you know any Minionese?
No. Did I send you something Minion, or did you send me something Minion?
I don't know.
Or did
it's
I send
free flow, actually. Up in the air.
I've got it. I sent my friend Justin a performance of a girl doing Drunk in Love by Beyonce and all Minionese.
Yes, yes. Well, that's why didn't you send
that's
it to
That's what
me?
You're bringing to our attention?
A little bit. Actually, no. So, okay. So, you know how there's a new Minion movie? Have you seen any Minion movie?
I've never seen a Minion movie. Here's what I know about Minions. Did they do some collaboration with Wendy's?
Oh yeah, and every time the commercial comes on, they get shit talked from the couch because we wish that they turned Wendy into a minion. Why didn't they minionize Wendy?
They could have put that little pigtail redhead.
That's
bitch
what I'm saying.
On a minion,
or have the famous minions put on the Wendy hair or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they approach Wendy and they're like, Wendy, Have you seen the commercial?
I haven't. All I saw was a TikTok of people waiting in line. Were they giving away merch or something? Wendy's doesn't even have Happy Meals, do they?
I don't know. They probably just made like a Minion Frosty.
Well, there they were. The Minion. I saw the Minions stuck in a car. People waiting. It said 4 hours from here. It was giving Cedar Point. Okay. Check-in amusement park ride line. 4 hours from this point, I saw people waiting for a Minion toy or some shit.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know the song.
Okay, so what did you see?
You know the song. I'm here, the love for you.
I'm here. Yes. Just call my name and I'll be there.
Okay, well, my sister sang that in a recording booth to make a cassette tape.
At the American Idol Cedar Point Experience
yes,
ride.
Yes, yes. And we still have the cassette tape. And I would always listen to it. I'd be like, damn, my sister's going to make it. She never made it. Anyway, somebody at the Minions and Monsters Hollywood premiere sang I'll Be There in Minionese for their singing contest. They had a Minionese singing contest. They had people come up on stage and perform songs in Minionese. And I guess I never want to be at karaoke, but I do want to be in any room where it's karaoke only in Minionese. I would absolutely be there. I'll be there.
I wish English had an ease at the end of it. Like, what? Everyone else gets fun Japanese.
Okay. Everyone. Yep. Yep.
Everyone.
Yep.
Chinese.
Yep.
English.
Mandarinese.
Mandarinese.
Yes.
Espanolese.
Germanese.
Germanese.
Pig Latinese. Igle Patinle. Ease.
See.
Okay.
Yes, so, and.
So you don't know any, you don't know a single thing a minion would say slash sing?
Bello. No, I don't know what they're up to. They all look like thumbs or maybe big toes.
Ooh, okay. Not the foot fetish content.
Oh, I saw a clip. I was at the theater twice last week. Maybe it was, did I see a trailer for Minion movie before Toy Story 5? And then like a big Cyclops sat on them and they were all. Ah!
Oh, I don't know.
Spoiler.
Oh, yes. Well, they're experiencing monsters in this one, I guess. There's, you know.
Are like, minions not monsters?
Wow. Are humans not monsters?
Yeah, well, that I will co-sign wholeheartedly.
Are Teletubbies monsters? What are Teletubbies?
Half bear, half alienese.
Alienese? Teletubbies. Teletubbies!
They see what I mean?
Well, the Teletubbies were at Pride, at Canva's Pride party at Can. You know, Can.
The movie folk.
Can. What is Can? C-A-N-N-E-S?
Cannes Film Festival. It's a film festival.
And where
it's
is it?
It's in Europe.
Okay.
Italy, maybe.
Paris. I think Paris. Well, the Teletubbies.
Frenchies.
The Teletubbies were on the dance floor at Canva's Pride Party at Cannes, and they were dancing to Britney Spears' Toxic. Okay. Wrap it up.
She sold her her songbook. What's it called?
The Great American Britney Spears Songbook.
Yes,
her catalog. No, this. I guess I'm okay with the Teletubbies dancing to Britney Spears' "Toxic" at Canva's Pride Party during Cannes. But tell me why Variety.
Were they doing the can?
Please. Oh my God, what a missed opportunity. No, tell me why Variety, the publication.
Wait, drag name?
What?
Miss D'Opportunity?
Miss D'Opportunity. Yep. Season 19. Welcome to the stage.
Drag
I sent
name,
you
Miss.
I sent you a good one and you didn't really even give it a thumbs up.
You said the Matt DoorDashian. My mom doesn't know what DoorDash is. She doesn't use it.
Okay, so
there aren't enough restaurants in our hometown for food to be dashed too.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's for everyone. It's not just for your mom named Danette. It's anybody can appreciate Danette DoorDashian. Hello. Hello. No, okay, I'm almost done with the Teletubby of it all. Tell me why Variety reported on the Teletubbies dancing in the crowd to Britney Spears' Toxic at Canva's Pride Party during Cannes. But tell me why the article says Tinky Winky and the Teletubbies dance with the crowd to Britney Spears' Toxic at Canva's Pride Party during Cannes Lion. So I'm so sorry, but Tinky Winky and the Teletubbies, dust for Poe?
It's giving Lea Michele and the cast of Glee.
Please. And you're telling me Tinky Winky's the one? Tinky Winky's the Beyonce? Tinky Winky's the...
Well, yes. She do has the nerve.
Well,
Name them. Name them.
Lala.
Dipsy. But did you say Poe or Bo?
Just Poe.
Yeah, I think Tinky Winky's got the best name.
Okay, well, in the song, in their theme song, Tinky Winky does come first. So is it kind of like Tinky Winky and Friends?
She's giving Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, and who are the other Chipmunks? Oh, no.
Simon and Theodore.
Oh, see, with a gun to my head, if you had called me during, if you called me during Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you said, who are the other Chipmunks? I would say, Corey, tell Baby. Regis I say, hey.
Let me tell you one thing. You would not be on my list for phoning a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That feels a little rude.
I might have you come out for the loved ones visit on Survivor.
Oh.
But I don't know if I would trust you to be able to be my Who's a Millionaire call. And Regis is dead.
No. No.
Regis been dead.
Regis been dead. Like Osama bin Laden?
He's coming up on the 6-year anniversary of his dead.
COVID. Oh. That is so sad.
Okay, now can I share with you my 2 movie going experiences from this last weekend?
Sure. And you know, I need you to know I am a movie goer these days. And I've been watching a lot of movies at home, movies at the theater. I've been getting, you know, popcorn, half caramel corn, half cheesy corn. You know, I'm all about the full gig. Okay, so
well,
Corey.
I'll tell you about Toy Story 5 second, because okay. It ends with me bullying a child.
Perfect. Okay, go.
But first.
hashtag but first.
Have you heard of the A24 film, The Invite? It just came out last weekend.
Okay. You know what? Yes, but I haven't seen it yet. But it's one of those things where it's like, I trust... If I see a movie as A24, I'm like, okay.
The thermometer.
Yes, I trust the thermometer. Not often do I trust the thermometer. You know, the bots are reviewing.
Are they?
I don't know, but I trust the thermometer with A24.
Okay, well, there I was. I was like, it was hot in the city. I had seen the trailer and I wanted to see the movie. So there I was in the AC, seated.
Okay.
It stars Olivia Wilde. Are you going to know who any of these people are?
You lost me at the first one. She's definitely
Olivia
familiar.
Wilde.
Yes.
It's got Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, Ed Norton. You know Seth Rogen, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, well,
peer, my ex-collaborator.
Were you?
Yes.
Did you?
We made a video once where we tried stoner snacks.
That sounds familiar.
Yes, Oreos and orange juice. Very delicious.
I've never had that treat, but I would like it.
Okay.
So anyways, there I was seated. It's like set in San Francisco. So it had me hooked from the beginning, but it's like the whole movie takes place on like one night in the apartment of Olivia Wilde and Seth Rogen, and they invite their neighbors down for dinner.
Oh, wait. I have seen this preview and I want to see it. Because I'm okay. Kind of like, what's going on here? Like, is this about to turn into something? Like, was it freaky?
Maybe.
I'm getting freaky vibes.
I will say it's best experienced going in knowing as little as possible. But like, I loved the way it was filmed. It was almost like watching a play as a movie, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I don't know. It's like I hadn't experienced a movie in that way. And so I found myself like smiling the whole time because it really felt like a stage play brought to screen. The score, they really knew how to like punctuate the tension. It was like it was a little ping ponging back and forth between like tense and then hilarious.
Okay.
There was a scene with a Sade song, which made me think of you. So there, Penelope Cruz was being all sexy to a Sade song.
Very
while,
me.
While being stoned. And I was like, wait, is this Tyler in the movie?
Yes.
Anyways, it was really good. It was like, it was watching like straight culture and like people navigate straight relationships. And it was like, straight couples trying to like figure out relationship structures like polyamory and openness and all of that. But I loved every second of it. I just thought they captured it in a really cool, unique way. It was felt like an experience I hadn't really had at the theater in a long time, with feeling like it was like a really well done play. I don't know. I was thoroughly enjoying it the entire time and couldn't recommend it enough, honestly.
Okay. Were there any movie talkers?
No. You know, I always be going to Alamo Draft House where they'll shush a bitch.
Well, I feel like it really, that you read about it online about how it's really kids these days nowadays don't know how to be. Well, I'm seeing movies, yeah, and I see people just on their phones scrolling, not even with something to do, just scrolling. I'm kind of like, I guess I'll die. I don't know.
Well, this is a perfect segue into my Toy Story 5 experience, which I also saw over the weekend. And I was telling you and some of the others about when we had our live stream for the Patreon members over the weekend.
Yes, yes.
So there I was at Toy Story 5, seated 20 minutes into the film with a child sitting behind me kicking my chair.
Oh.
So I turned around because I thought, you know, people these days in public be like, don't speak to my child, speak to me.
Okay.
I feel like parents say shit like that. Anyway, so I turned around. The kid didn't make eye contact with me. This kid was like 8, by the way. He was old enough to know not to be kicking anyone's seat in a movie theater. I turned to the father. I say, excuse me, pardon me. I said, can you ask your child to stop kicking my chair? This man scoffed in my face.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it.
In what way do you mean scoff? Do it.
He was like, like I was bothering him. Like I was bothering him because I turned around and like waved a little. It was stadium seating. Like, anyways, so I whispered to him. I said, can you please ask your child to stop kicking my chair? And he goes, He goes, just because I ask him doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Okay, well, then you shouldn't have a child, let alone take it to the movie theater. No.
Your child needs to be put back in its cage then. I'm sorry. At 8 years old.
Well, it's very simple. It's like, okay, then parent, what are you doing?
I
guess some people give up. Some people are like, it's over. Fuck it.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, this was my fault wholeheartedly for seeing Toy Story 5 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't go to my Alamo Draft House where you can get shushed for being bad. I tried a new theater. Mistakes were made.
Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss? One who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air, not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidden chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold, in print and an ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are more relaxed. I find myself reaching for the same comfortable go-anywhere pieces again and again, and that is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you actually live in all season long. Quince is 100% European linen pants. pants and shirts are breathable, easy to throw on, and the summer upgrade your rotation needs, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft enough to live in all day, and the lightweight cotton sweaters are exactly what you want when summer nights cool down. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for exceptional quality, not brand markup. And me? I am currently obsessed with my linens. Oh my God, y'all know in the summer, it can get a little hot, and I'm not trying to be sweaty and gross. And they have such a good collection of shorts, pants, shirts, linens that are light that you're going to feel like, okay, I can feel the breeze. I'm not going to get overheated and overstimulated. That is like my life story. They have me covered. And oh my God, I am relieved. Every time summer comes around, I feel like, okay, I can go outside and not be a drenched in sweat mess. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a trusted favorite for everything from home to travel to everyday essentials. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/babbel for free shipping on your orders and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much for Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I liked it more than Toy Story 4.
Okay.
I guess I didn't realize. Have you seen it?
No.
I guess I didn't realize it's a little Jesse heavy.
Jesse heavy.
And Jesse just might be one of my least favorite characters in Toy Story.
They pulled her back from her debut.
Yes.
I remember her debut. I was very put off. I was like, now who's this new one coming and trying to be the star? And it's a little too much for me. But are we just people shushing women?
I was going to say, not to tell a woman that she's being too much.
Well, let the woman doll be too much.
So it was a little Jesse heavy, but also, a problem I've had with the toys in the story.
What?
Why doesn't Bullseye talk? Why do some of the toys have to be like animals, like their pets? So then they don't get to talk. Like the T-Rex can talk, but the horse can't.
You're right. Speak on that.
There was a horse girl in the movie, and she had a lot of horse dolls, and none of her horses could talk either. I thought, this is horsest.
Horses.
This is horses and horse shit. Quite frankly.
Okay. Is there gonna be a Toy Story 6?
Probably. Theaters can't movie. What are they called?
IP.
Production companies, they like a sequel. They like a sequel.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, I was sitting there waiting for it to get started, and I thought, will I be here for opening weekend of Toy Story 10?
Yes.
Is that on my horizon?
It's in the cards. It's the rest of our lives.
I will say I felt a little judged by that father too. He gave me a look like I was too old to be seeing that film without a child.
Well, I was going to say, well, bitch, why are you at the Devil's Sacrament? But he's got his child with him.
He had two children, one who didn't kick seats, that was a little older, and one who is a seat kicker.
Well, all you have to do is look to the non-seat kicker and say, you're the better child. Start shit. Start shit in the family dynamics. Let's get it going. Wake it up. Shake the table.
I just need to start hitting them with.
Hitting
them. Santa's not real.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Santa's not real.
With truths. Okay. I thought you were. Don't hit the
you
child.
You want to kick my chair? Santa's not real.
No, just say you were adopted and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so what do you think about Billy Porter hiring a professional to teach him how to bottom?
You know, you have to go to the source. If you have issues with anything, it's best to consult a professional. Who am I to say, don't ask the leading experts on how to learn how to do something. If you want to know how to do something, you go to the pros.
He said there he was. This was in the like 80s and 90s. He said there he was on those like 800 number ads, you know, they used to have.
Yes.
You'd phone somebody up. He called and said, I'm looking for a bottom to teach me to bottom.
Okay. Well, we teach our bottoms to shrink ourselves. So, you know, if you are, first of all, I'm pro sex work. And so if somebody is consenting adults wanting to get together and pass on the knowledge passed on before us, what a wonderful thing.
I don't see you teaching children to douche in nature.
I wouldn't say that sentence. I wouldn't say that sentence. Ow! You know, speaking of walking children in nature, you know who was walking children in nature?
Tammy Brown.
Gollum. Gollum's whole thing was walking two children in nature.
I think I saw you post about this.
Well, it hit me and I thought, damn, Tammy Brown and Gollum have a lot in common.
Were those hobbits teens?
I don't know. Well, I guess fully grown adults, perhaps. But like they're giving children energy. They had youthful energy as far as plot goes. They weren't giving like Legolas.
Okay, well, this says Frodo was 50 when he left the Shire.
Frodo?
Yes.
Frodo. Oh, yeah, Frodo. Frodo was 50?
This says in the novels, Frodo Baggins was 50 when he left the Shire.
Oh, okay, well, you know, he was a child at heart. And Gollum was walking children at heart in nature. And so what of it?
What of it? This also says Frodo was a Virgo. Do you care?
I do care. I do. I've been doing a lot of research about trying to figure out people's backgrounds because, you know, Tamagotchi life is really a
it's running your life.
It's running my life. I've been making characters that have required a lot of research. Okay. Like, for example, I need to figure out what is Tammy Brown's sign. It's not common knowledge.
It asks you stuff like that?
Well, you have to put in their height and their birthdays and like blah, 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 blah. And so sometimes I'll have to do a little bit of research on them. But sometimes it's like, okay, well, do I put in Ma? Like when I made Ma, do I put in Ma's birthday? Or like, does she have a birthday
or
in the movie?
Spencer's.
Or do I put in Octavia Spencer's? Or for example, when I made Pee-wee, it's like, okay, well, how old is Pee-wee? I don't know. Are we doing Pee-wee? Are we doing Paul Rubens? Are we doing the age of Paul Rubens when he did the first Pee-wee movie or when he did the show? Or, you know, like I really have to make some decisions about that.
Your life, man.
So
knowing how's it feel to play God?
It feels good. It feels good. I just made Jinx, the Pokemon, not the drag queen. And she really adds a nice ooh-la-la to the island.
I have questions about Tamagotchi life.
Okay, go on.
So you were telling me about it last weekend, and then so there I was. I said I'll pull up the trailer. Little did I know, because I was cooking dinner or lunch or something, and I was just going to put it on my laptop in the kitchen while I was making stuff. It was like a 22-minute video. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll watch this. I will say, my boyfriend came home during. And he heard the voices that the characters were making, and he did not like any of their voices.
Well, then he's not going to like it being on in the living room.
He said, can you turn down that chatter?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually very challenging to get a voice match. Like I spent an hour trying to get RuPaul's voice down. It's hard. And there's only six inflection types you can pick from. One of them is like singing. And so it's like, you can't really get how gay people talk, unfortunately.
Have you watched the 22-minute, it was like Nintendo, whatever their little thing they do.
Nintendo Direct.
It was like a Nintendo Direct video. There was a bear. It had a scary voice. I didn't like it.
No,
and it was talking to a girl that had a voice I didn't care for.
No, I didn't catch that. Well, you get to be in control of your own island and their voices, so you can make it how you can make them sound how you want them to sound or whatever.
Is there any like mask deep baritones?
Sure. Yes. 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 You know what? I've recently been adding to my list of characters that I need to add. I was thinking Pizza Face and Ear Boy would be fun, but I don't think anybody knows them. But part of my duty on Earth is to introduce the children to people that matter.
I feel like you've been telling me about them for 20 years, and I still don't believe they're anything real.
What do you mean? I was thinking Ashley Spinelli. She could be fun.
Okay.
You know.
Does it max out? At some point, do you have to start killing people off?
I think you can only have 60. So, like, I guess at some point I need to be a little bit picky choosy, but I'm still at, like, 20, at less than 20. So, you know.
You have any of those, like, homes with 8 people living in it?
Not yet. No.
You could you make one person and they have 7 cats?
There are no cats. But I am going to make Poots live in Ma's basement.
Damn.
Which is close to having a cat.
Damn. So you can just make a bear?
I don't know what you're talking about, a bear. I think we were talking about
there was a very prominent bear in the trailer
I
watched.
I'm gonna have to give it a goog.
They made it all brown. It could have been wearing like the bear hat that they have in
that
in,
might be it. In the little shop.
Yeah, and they gave full the skin tone matched the fur tone across the board.
Oh my God! Do you know about Baldur's Gate 3? Ooh,
I played it and beat it this year. What are you on about?
Well, I just started a little campaign or whatever, and honey,
what?
I was a. They showed me my dragon's dick.
Yes.
While I was just choosing what he looked like, his eyeliner and things of this nature, I pushed next, and there he is, full frontal, and I could move him left and right, and his dick was swinging. Cut.
Yeah, and the good news is when you camp, you'll have to like camp to restore health. You can set their camp clothing so they're naked, so whenever you camp, they're just running around dongs out.
Dongs out. Okay, well.
Dongs out, tits out.
I'm playing with 3 people who have played before, and I felt so annoying. I was like, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this?
This is crazy that you would do such a thing to me.
You didn't invite me to be in your little.
This is crazy. We've been dying to restart a new campaign.
Get me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm like a half dragon wizard.
Half dragon?
Yes.
Are you playing on your Nintendo 5 or your PS5?
PS5, yes, yes.
Oh my God, this is crazy. All right.
Oh yeah, well, it's kind of crazy. I figured out how to pick things up, and then I immediately got sent to prison. And it was like, oh, some things belong to other people. And then I was like, you guys
don't steal stuff.
I didn't know. How am I to know?
You gotta work on you gotta boost your skills, and you gotta use your thieving kits.
Well, I'll keep you updated if I survive.
All right.
Are you watching All Stars 11?
Yes.
Okay. The brackets are done. Did you like the lip syncing to RuPaul talk show challenge?
I loved it. I'm always going to applaud trying something new.
Yes. I thought it was so fun. Actually, something that all these queens will have to be doing on TikTok is lip syncing audios. So it was kind of like an applicable challenge.
I'm not a big fan of a straight up lip sync that's like a spoken word thing. I don't always love that, but I thought this was a good way to apply that skill in a form of a challenge.
Yes, and if we're going to be doing the whole, for the rest of our lives, RuPaul, using RuPaul, as part of the RuPaul show for every RuPaul challenge, you know, like instead of a lip sync Lollapalooza with all RuPaul songs, it's like something a little different. Yes. If you want to use the RuPaul of it all, that's fine. But it was nice to have something new, I guess. And a lot of people don't know that she had a talk show, and a lot of people don't know just how iconic it was. And like, I feel like this is a great way to like kind of show off the vibe of what Rue can do.
Teach the children.
Yes, teach the children. And I thought it was actually like, well, I the judging I can't handle, but I thought it was actually really, people were able to excel in ways that I was not ready for. Did you like Sugar Canes? Because I loved it.
I don't know if that one was a memorable one for me.
Oh, I thought it was giving, who was it? Raja as Madam in the Snatch Game, like a puppet laughing, like with their arms flailing.
And now we're recording this before we see who wins the wild card, but I have a feeling it wasn't Sugar Cane.
Okay. Well, I guess looking at the cast and then remembering the prize, if the prize is a makeup deal with Anastasia Beverly Hills, and I'm to believe that they may have some type of say in who they select as a winner because they're going to have to have a collaboration with them. Do I think, and this is no shade to Sugar Cane, but do I think Sugar Cane or, I don't know, there's a lot of queens that I don't know if they would be the face of an Anastasia Beverly Hills makeup collaboration. Is that rude of me to say, or am I to believe anybody has the chance?
Baby, you act like you've been seeing these collaborations the last few years since they like took over as lead sponsor.
Oh, well,
it's not like it was like in the America's Next Top Model CoverGirl days where it was like they got a CoverGirl contract and they got a commercial and they got all that, because that I believe absolutely they probably had a little bit of a say in.
Oh, you don't think the sponsor of the prize has a say? I feel like I've heard through oral histories that like back when the sponsor was Absolut Vodka or whatever, and they were the sponsor of the tour for Drag Race, and
I love this drink.
They would be very heavy handed in helping pick who they wanted to be the face of the Absolut Vodka tour, or so I hear. And so like a much bigger prize, I think a brand would have a little bit of say of who they would want to do the makeup collaboration with. I guess
I don't know when Little Miss Anastasia Beverly Hills shows up in an episode once a season, I always think she's DTF.
What is that?
Down to crown any winner who's available to be crowned.
Oh, I thought F was going to stand for something.
Well, frolic down to frown.
Down to frown.
Down to frown when a winner of her liking is chosen.
That was me frowning. Okay. Mm. All right. Okay. Well.
where can people find you this 4th of July weekend at the Great American Fair?
Oh my God, have you seen clips of it?
What's to see? The six people there?
That's crazy. They'll pan to the crowd and it's six people. What's going on?
Baby, every time I see a video, it says, the comments say, bots can't attend things in person.
It's crazy. Oh my God. And then everything that I see about the reflection pool, is it called a reflection pool?
Reflecting?
Girl, whatever. Have you ever been to that reflecting pool?
Never. I've only driven through DC. I've never actually visited.
Oh, okay. Well, it's looking like a mess.
I saw a really good tweet that I'm gonna fumble right here, but it said something like, how iconic that a sociopath is being humbled by a reflecting pool.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes. That's, you write that down.
It was something about those lines, and I thought, okay, I'll do the finger claps for that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, no. Where can people find you?
You can find me... Where can you find me? Oh, you can find me getting a call from Billy Porter. I have to teach him a lesson or two.
Okay, and you can find me at the movie theaters shushing children.
In Minionese?
In Minionese.
Okay.